Joy to the world is our message. Hallelujah. Amen. Joy to the world.
Yes, thank you.
Joy to the world.
Yes.
Joy to the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And guess what the title is of today? Guess what the title is? That's right. Joy to the world. Wow. Great. Let's pray. God, makes the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to Him, my strength and my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Oh, God has made a home in each of our hearts. Praise God. And this is why we have so much joy, because He is inside of us. This is the time of year that we celebrate the coming of our Lord. We celebrate this time because He is the gift. He is a gift. He is the gift that keeps on giving. As Pastora Sarah had mentioned last week, through communion, He is the gift. You know why? He is the gift that keeps on giving, because He continually gives His love to us. Always. He's always giving His love. Always giving His love through us. Mm. And we receive His love. We receive it. In Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by grace are we saved through faith, and not of ourselves. It is a gift of God." He is a gift. We know that salvation is a gift. And Jesus is that salvation for us. He is that gift that we have. Hallelujah. In Romans 6:23, says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." He is our gift. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know my score in, I think it was second semester healing school. My score in joy was really low, really low. And in fact, it was so low that I just was amazed. And I used to attribute it to my mom, because she was raised, it was just her and her mother. They were raised and she always had this anxiety, and she had this fear of what was going to happen next. Because her father abandoned her, and it was just her and her mom. And so they just kind of were, but they knew the Lord. They knew the Lord. That was nice. And I learned that through the anxiety that I had this fear also. But through that, I know right now in Jesus' name that I am in the family of God. I have the family of God, and because I'm in the family of God, I don't have to be concerned about that. Jesus took it all. When He died on the cross for you and me, He took it all. And so I don't have that anxiety anymore. I don't have that fear anymore, because He took it all. In Webster's dictionary, this is joy. This is the passion or the emotion excited by the acquisition or the expectation of good. That excitement of pleasurable feelings which is caused by success, good fortune, the gratification of desire, or by rational prospect of processing. What we love or desire, gladness, exaltation, exhilaration of the spirits. That's what joy is. But joy to me is so much more. It's so much more, because it's knowing that Jesus is inside of you. Jesus is inside of us. We should have that joy. Joy to the world. And when we have him inside of us, there should be that joy. We should have joy, for he is inside of us. That's amazing that this powerful God is now living in us. That same Christ who raised Jesus from the dead now reigns in us. That's amazing. See, Jesus, this is joy is a delight of the mind and the consideration of the present or the assured approaching of a good. This is a glorious and triumphant state. Now, that's true. But it says in Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is inside of us. That's why we have so much joy. That's why he had joy, because he knew that he was going to spend eternity with us. Jesus knew that. And his love for us was so amazing. Oh, wow. It just amazes me. This is in 1 Chronicles 29:9. It says that people rejoice, for they offered willingly, because with perfected heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. You see, they wanted to give. They were giving toward that new temple that David was building. He was going to build it. But the Lord said no. He says, but I'm going to have Solomon, your son, build it. But he said, I will donate the money. And he did. But he was so amazed at the people, because they gave from their hearts, and they were willing to give. And that's what Christmas is about. It's about giving. And I remember telling my daughter when she was in, I think she was junior high, I said, you know, a Christian really does. A Christian gives and forgives. And you can remember that. Because when you give to someone, you're telling them, I love you. That's basically what you're saying to them, is I love you. When you give. In Psalm 67:4, it says, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Oh, there is joy among the people when people are ruled by righteous men. In Proverbs 12:20, it says, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There are counselors who are righteous, and the people rejoice. And as Isaiah 12:3, it says, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Jesus is salvation. And when he says, I'm coming, they're going to bow down to me, because I am Jesus. I am Lord, the Lord God. In Nehemiah 8:10, it says, he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And now, that was the King James Version. Here's the Good News Version. Hallelujah. Now go home and have a feast. Share your food and wine with those who don't have enough. Today is holy to our Lord, so don't be sad. The joy that the Lord gives you will make you strong. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I like that. And I mean, Nehemiah was sent by one of the kings in Babylon because the people were there, were in captivity for 70 years. And they started, he allowed some of them to go back to reconstruct Jerusalem, the walls and the gates. But he said, I want to build a platform. So you build a platform for me. And they built a platform, and through night and day, he started to speak the word of God. He spoke the Pentateuch, the five books of the Bible, because these people were not into the word of God. They didn't know the word of God. So he would speak it, and they would just listen to the word of God. And they'd be so convicted that they would just mourn and they would cry and they would like that. He says, but they're saying right here, he says, no, no, don't do that. Nehemiah 8:10 says, now go home and have a feast. Share your food and wine with those who don't have enough. Today is holy to our God. So don't be sad. The joy of the Lord gives you, will make you strong. Hallelujah. These things I have spoken to you that my, and this is in John 15:11, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Yes, the joy that is in with you, my words is in you. My words that I speak, hallelujah. He is speaking the word and they're saying, oh, we have joy because of the word. And James 1:2, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Hallelujah. Jesus is inside of us. He is in us, each of us. So when we have trials, we know we can rely on the Lord. He is there for us. In Jude 1:24, it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Wow. He wants to keep us spotless and joyful with his presence, with exceeding joy, knowing that we have him. He was in us. He is in us. Now, I would like to have Matthew and Penny to come up and express their joy that Jesus has been in their lives. Okay, so we're going to do that right now. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to adjust this podium for a second here. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Good to see you all here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. So, I've known the Lord for 45 years, and so this may be a little bit long. What the joy of the Lord means for my life. Well, first of all, in salvation, just the peace they have is an important part of that, because that peace really brings a deep joy, just knowing that God is watching out for us, God's watching out for me. Joy also means giving, what Michael was saying about that giving, that's why Jesus said it is more blessed to give then receive it, and there's such a joy in that. There's also a joy in the things that God provides for our life. And I know this blessing in my life right here, is a joy to my life. On our first year anniversary, I took a picture from our wedding and put the words across the bottom, the love of my life. And so she has been a blessed joy in my life. Amen.
Well, for me, to have true joy, you have to have peace and you have to have love. And I've experienced the joy of the Lord in my life because He's allowed me to experience His peace and to experience His love. His peace throughout my life, even though I've gone through challenges, various challenges, He always brought me back to a place of peace, knowing that everything was going to be okay. And allow me to experience His love through the people that He's brought into my life over the years. All throughout my life, I've been blessed with people of love, people that are supportive and have the love of God. And there's just a joy that comes in that experience. And He's given me love through my son and our granddaughter. And He has now allowed me to experience the love in a godly marriage and with a godly man, a husband that I can trust to be my spiritual head and who I know loves me as Christ loved the church. And so with that, Jesus has brought joy to my life.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. The joy. Joy to the world. Hallelujah. Joy to the world. That is my message for tonight. Praise God. And we just give God glory. We give Him glory tonight. You're an awesome God, and you love us so much. Ah, thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Just one really quick thought on joy, in case it's a new perspective for you. Let's spell it out. J-O-Y, right? What does that stand for? We can use it as an acronym to remind us that Jesus, J, comes first, then O, others, and then yourself last. And that's joy, true joy. Okay, Pastor Matthew.
All right. So now we're gonna have some fun singing and playing some Christmas-oriented games. All right? Everybody up for that?